Finally, a recent piece in Foreign Policy is headed with a photograph of a placard featuring an image of a nurse demonstrating the importance of wearing a face mask as both personal and interpersonal protection against the coronavirus. But reader beware, it's not public education, it's a, quote, propaganda poster, close quote, because it's not from New Jersey, but was seen on a wall in Hanoi. The message of the piece, headlined Vietnam's Coronavirus Success is Built on Repression, is exactly that subtle, and apparently you're not meant to look too carefully at the reasoning. Vietnam, readers are told, is a country where, wait for it, the state, quote, knows your mobile phone number, close quote. Yes, they're receiving praise for limiting infections from COVID-19, reporting zero deaths so far, but the praise isn't warranted because, quote, the disease control mechanisms that have been effective are the same mechanisms that facilitate and protect the country's one-party rule, close quote. Okay, so what are the elements of this horror? First, it's explained, Vietnam has, quote, neighborhood wardens and public security officers who keep constant watch over city blocks, close quote. Sounds scary. Would those be anything like the police officers in Kentucky who shot Breonna Taylor to death while storming her home on a no-knock warrant for a man who'd already been arrested 10 miles away? Or the ones who beat a man and sat on his head in New York City while enforcing social distancing protocols? I guess not. In Vietnam, quote, the structures that control epidemics are the same ones that control public expressions of dissent, close quote. Well, good thing we don't have any of that dissent controlling here, right? Although the mayor of New York City did just declare public protest illegal, and cops did just arrest writer Jill Nelson for writing Trump equals plague in chalk on an abandoned building. But in Vietnam, you can, quote, barricade government critics inside their houses to prevent them meeting journalists, close quote. That would be nothing like Stephen Donziger under house arrest since prosecuting an environmental case against Chevron in Ecuador, the company having stated explicitly that its long-term strategy was to demonize him. In Vietnam, though, quote, the enforcers can be quite sure that their behavior is not going to be challenged by an independent judiciary because the Communist Party decides what the law is, close quote. That sounds bad. Should we get a weigh-in from U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, who just got through saying that it didn't matter that the Justice Department dropped charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI in 2017, because, quote, history is written by the winners, close quote. And while other countries have used phone tracking and surveillance to trace infected people, Foreign Policy explains Vietnam is different and blameworthy because they're able to do so, quote, without the need to submit to legal or parliamentary oversight, close quote. Worlds away, we are to understand, from the U.S., except that the U.S. Senate just voted down an amendment to the Patriot Act that would have protected Americans' internet browsing and search history data from secret and warrantless surveillance by law enforcement. The piece is clearly trying to say, don't envy another country's pandemic response because it comes at too high a cost. That might be food for thought, except that Foreign Policy doesn't want you to bother thinking very much at all. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.